There must be 50 ways to barbecue anything, and just as many stories about how barbecuing originated and where and what it first looked like. One very old barbecue tradition involves cooking something, usually meat, underground. In fact, the word barbecue, if you track it back to its earliest iterations, is generally translated as sacred fire pit. So, I have disclosed more than once that Dodger and I lived on and off in a teepee, two different teepees, actually, where we now have a proper cabin east of Marcel on Doe Lake. We spent the summer of 1977 in the second teepee, and on a few special occasions that summer, we did indeed barbecue underground. Here's how. And between you and me, there was nothing sacred about it, ever. First thing in the morning, in your outdoor fire pit, build a fire, a big fire. Burning small and medium-sized hardwood logs, maple was our preference. What you want is an enormous, glowing, nuclear pile of red-hot coals, half of which you'll transfer to a hole in the ground right next to the fire pit. Your cooking vessel should be a large, old-timey, cast-iron Dutch oven, three-footed and heavy as a bathtub, well-oiled from previous barbecuings. You put a roast of some sort into it, beef, pork, goat, bear, along with various vegetables, potatoes, herbs, whatever speaks to you and your palate from your outdoor kitchen. You clamp the lid on, lower the Dutch oven onto the coals in the hole, shovel the other half of the coals onto and around the Dutch oven, cover the thing with dirt, and go about your business for the day. Resist the temptation to check on the oven, and it is tempting. It's all happening invisibly, in the dirt, underground, without your oversight. But I'm serious. Leave it alone, and 8 hours later, you are going to enjoy a pot roast dinner as satisfying as anything your mother or grandmother ever put on any table, and you will be so pleased with yourselves, you'll be smug. Your smugness will embarrass you. Final note, you won't be the only ones who will love what happens in your primitive underground barbecue. We came back to camp once from a day away. It wasn't a day we were cooking in the Dutch oven, so it was stored in its place on a makeshift shelf in the outdoor kitchen. And in our absence, a bear had cruised through the homestead. We knew this because the bear's ham-handed muddy prints were all over the canvas around the door to the teepee, which it never did figure out. But down by the outdoor kitchen, there was the Dutch oven, pulled free from the shelf, upended, the lid off, and that thing, kettle and lid, had been licked so clean it was as dry, as oil-free as the day we bought it. Black bears will eat anything, of course, but there's no doubt that if you or I had done what that bear did that day, we too would have enjoyed it thoroughly, right down to the last lick. That's barbecue.